With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The jury in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump may render a verdict in New York this week. That's after going into deliberations on 34 charges against him. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network the trial of the former president has no merit.
Well, President Trump obviously should be acquitted. If this judge wants to save any shred of credibility and reputation, he would direct a verdict of not guilty before sending this case to the court or to the jury.
Mr. Trump and his lawyers, along with prosecutors, have been instructed to remain inside the courthouse during these deliberations. Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll by Decision Desk HQ, and The Hill has some encouraging news for former President Trump and congressional Republicans. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The model gives Trump a 58% chance of winning the presidency and shows him with slight leads in most of the key swing states in the presidential race. The model says Republicans are a more comfortable favorite in the House and Senate. The GOP holds an 80% chance of winning the Senate majority and a 64% chance of holding its House majority. Polls have consistently found President Biden trailing Trump in swing states, and the conflict in Gaza has amplified the Democrats' problems with young and minority voters, two key parts of the coalition that helped Biden win in 2020. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Another U.S. military MQ-9 Reaper drone has gone down in Yemen. The downing comes as Yemen's Houthi rebels continue their attacks on shipping around the Red Sea over the Israel-Hamas war. A volcano in southwestern Iceland, is erupting. A series of earthquakes before the eruption triggered the evacuation of Grindavik, a coastal town of 3,800 people there. The Dow is down 369 points, the Nasdaq losing 75. This is SRN News. Seattle public schools are promoting transgenderism.
According to emails obtained by the group Parents Defending Education, a healthcare organization that operates clinics inside Seattle area schools is offering, quote, gender-affirming care services. This includes hormone shots to help children live as the opposite sex. The Seattle school system already has a policy of not disclosing to parents the fact that their child may be living as the opposite sex in class. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they will send thousands of school children to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Some 85,000 middle schoolers will take the field trips in hopes of engendering tolerance for Jews in the next generation. The program is being funded in part by a grant from the Gray Foundation, which regularly spends large amounts on programs for New York City young people. This is SRN News. On the international front, the number of executions recorded worldwide last year jumped to the highest level since 2015. There was a sharp rise in Iran and across the Middle East. That's according to a report released by Amnesty International.
A new report by Amnesty International says that it recorded a total of 1,153 executions in 2023, a 30% increase from 2022. Amnesty says the figure does not include thousands of death sentences believed to have been carried out in China, where data is not available due to state secrecy. The group says the spike in recorded executions was primarily driven by Iran, where authorities executed at least 853 people last year, compared to 576 in 2022. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.